Oh, it's a good cough sound. It's a productive cough.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your feta and watermelon eating, Viola Davis loving, free agent friend.
And I am Bethany, your varnish wielding, speckle smoothing, curbside furniture renovating friend.
Oh, you're turning me on with that talk.
Thank you.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about...
Kathleen, what are we talking about?
Okay, so if you were on my social media at all this week, you saw that I went through a major life change.
One might call it that, yes.
A life change that Bethany went through just about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Suffice to say that I'll be getting a little bit more sleep, but rest assured, this podcast isn't going anywhere.
Yes.
And I'm not going anywhere, maybe to the moon. You know, if they're offering discount tickets on TripAdvisor.
I hope you get to come back. I miss you.
And I wish I could say more, but just for now, I want to give a huge, huge thank you to everybody who reached out to show support and love to me. And cheers to new adventures.
Yes.
I love new adventures.
Yes, you're going to be just fine. Everything is going to be okay.
Thanks.
What did you bring to class this week, Kathleen?
So... Have you ever been in a situation where you just couldn't clear your mind?
I have been there. Yeah, I have been there before.
So I found this article, 5 neuroscience-based ways to clear your mind, how to identify effective ways to forget unwanted thoughts.
Oh, that's great. I think we could all use that. I definitely could use that. I've been renovating bar carts to clear my brain. So
Bethany, it's a good way to clear your brain.
Thank you.
Bethany, what did you bring to class this week?
I want to talk about, we have a couple of just like short emails from taste buds that I want to reference. I also want to discuss what is wrong with me.
Everything is wrong with you.
Because Stranger Things season 3 is up on Netflix and I finished it last night.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Have you watched it, Kathleen?
Yes,
have you finished it?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm concerned about, and there won't be any spoils here, I'm concerned about my reaction to it.
Okay.
To it and its ending.
How so?
We'll go into it. But I worry that there's something very wrong with me in how I reacted to the end of Stranger Things, specifically the final 20 minutes or so. So I want to talk to that.
Okay. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're hinting at, but...
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff. May I also share a little bit of exciting news?
Yes, of course.
So you guys know I have a couple of sisters. One might call them a pair of sisters. My eldest sister, Nicole, is soon to be a published author.
I saw.
So she wrote a book called Unscripted, and I'm going to take full responsibility. I'm pretty sure I'm the one who came up with that title, but whatever. It's an incredible book. It's being published under the Abrams Books publishing house. She's with Pippin. I don't know this world.
I have a lot of friends that work in publishing, so okay. I've heard all of those names before.
Okay, great. And her book went up for pre-order on Monday of this week. And a lot of you already know this. If you don't, pre-orders mean so much because if people pre-order, it shows both the media and also publishing companies that this author has a fan base and people willing to read their work and they're worth investing another book in, right?
Yeah.
So if you go to her website, you can pre-order there. Her website is Nicole Cron. Kronzer.com. That's NicoleKronzer.com. You can pre-order the book.
I went on Instagram. I was spying on your sister's Instagram. I saw the cover of the book. And
yeah.
It is so amazing. It's the same artist that just did the book out by Ben Folds.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
It's this incredible artist. Like this. She's got like these legit, I mean, it's being published by like a legit publisher. So she has all of these people working. It's so crazy to me. So if you go to NicoleKronzer.com, you can click to pre-order. And then you can also click on a button that says, I pre-ordered, and she'll send you a signed postcard.
Oh my God. Is she going to do like a book tour? Can we go?
Yes.
Can we sit in the audience and ask her questions?
So here's the plan.
Uh-huh.
She's going to go on a book tour at some point, I hope. if this happens, my mom, my sister, my younger sister and myself, and now you and my two nieces are going to go to every stop on the book tour wearing berets and dark sunglasses. And we are going to sit in the back row mysteriously.
Oh my, was I born into your family? You guys are so perfect for me.
So again, NicoleKronzer.com, please pre-order Unscripted. I'm so proud of her. It's a really good book. It's got great messages. It's a YA novel. And if money is tight, and I know money is really tight, there are other ways you can support. You can add it to your Goodreads list. And you can also just Google the name of your local library and then Google like my library plus suggest a purchase. And you can suggest to your local library that they purchase this book when it comes out. That also helps a lot.
Well, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I told the New York Public Library that they should perhaps buy this book.
Well, congratulations to your sister.
Yay.
It's very exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me in that moment.
Can I share something kind of cool that I learned with you this week?
Please.
Okay. So, you know, when you're done with a mascara and the wand is left over?
Yeah.
Well, instead of throwing the wand away, I saw this tip online. All you have to do is clean it with Dawn soap, place it in a Ziploc bag, because these little wands are able to be upcycled and clean away oil, larvae, flies, eggs, mites, and infections, and mud from contaminated wildlife.
Whoa.
Right? Isn't that very cool?
So that's so cool.
You know, our local would be, you know, the Appalachian mountain range, because that's close to us, I guess. I don't know. Look up your wildlife refuge center.
Yes.
You know, where they keep the wildlife folk.
they keep them in just like little tiny homes.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Thank you for that. Oh, I appreciate
that.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany, you look quite glowy. You're back from vacation. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
And you put your phone away.
I put my phone away. You guys, I did a whole post about this on Instagram. Take the time to tell your friends, mm-hmm. give them a week to prepare emotionally. Mm-hmm. I am turning off my phone for even a day, even 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because I know if like you have kids or whatever, you should be available. Mm-hmm. But put it away. Don't look at it. Mm-mm. Don't comment on things. Delete your social media apps. Take them off your phone. It is the best damn thing for your brain.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So in my opener, I talked about Viola Davis, how much I'm loving her lately.
Yes, yes. What was that all about?
Okay, so let me tell you about two movies that I haven't watched all the way through.
Okay, fair.
Number one, Widows.
I've heard such good things about this movie.
Yeah, so, you know, today I'm bringing to the table ways to clear your mind. Yeah. And one of my surefire ways is to sit myself in front of the TV and fall asleep watching a movie.
Oh, it's such a luxury.
So I fell asleep watching Widows the other day, and it was really good what I saw.
Okay, so you didn't fall asleep because you were bored. You fell asleep because you were tired.
I fell asleep because, I was using the movie to clear my mind. But good. Now I want to, like, refill my mind and go back and watch a movie. And then second of all, have you heard of this movie? It's been out for a while. Nicole Kidman is in it. It's called Boy Erased.
Yes, I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
Nicole Kidman and her husband is Russell Crowe, and their son is
Kevin Arnold.
No, hang on.
Frankie Muniz.
No, not Frankie Muniz. Lucas Hedges.
Oh, Lucas Hedges.
He's been in a couple of different things. If you Google him, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So they send their son to one of those Pray Away the Gay camps.
Oh my God.
Oh, first of all, makes me so angry that that stuff still exists in our country.
Yeah, fun fact, you can't pray away the gay.
No, you were born beautiful.
Yeah, there's nothing to pray away, A of all, and then B of all. That's not how that works.
And I thought for a second when I was sort of prepping in my mind today before this podcast, I said, should I not talk about the Pray Away the Gay camps because I'm going to offend somebody? And I was like, you know what? If you're offended that I don't like Pray Away the Gay camps, like just...
like. Those camps are offensive.
Those camps are, they erase human dignity. So whatever. I need to finish that today too. The sound just magically stopped working when I was watching it last night.
No.
Or I had too much wine. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's possible the brushing of the wine in your eardrums as it cycled through your body is what was toning out everyone else's voices.
So if you and Dinas are looking for something to do, watch those two movies. I can tell you that the first half of each are excellent.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome. I'm just over here. You know what? I should start a blog.
I was going to say, like, start a movie review where you only watch the first half.
The first half of every movie.
It's the part I saw.
Bethany.
Yeah.
I have on dirty socks right now, and do you want to know why?
Why?
Because if they're not Bombas socks...
You're not wearing them.
I'm not wearing them. And all I had were dirty Bombas socks. They're not even matching.
But they're comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
That's all that matters. Listen, it's back to school time, which is crazy. And I even get like stomach aches when I say back to school. And if you're getting ready for back to school for yourself or for your family, and you want something that's going to bring all the boys and the girls to the yard...
Not the milkshakes?
No, it's Bombas socks.
Have you seen some of the new socks that they have? They're so colorful.
If you have kids, they have the most comfortable kids socks ever. They're colorful, like Kathleen said, bursting with color. They even have a little colorful bee on them because that's the Bombas logo.
And comfortable. So comfortable. They're designed with several comfort innovations that help make them feel better than any other kids sock ever made.
So send your kids back to school with the socks that keep them comfy, colorful, and ready to take on the school year.
And since Bombas donates a pair of socks for every pair purchased, you should get some too. So even if you're not going back to school, mm-hmm. maybe you're just like, you're going back to the grocery store. You know, I wear my Bombas every day.
And guess what? They have black knee socks. For the high holy season of fall, which is coming.
Halloween.
Black knee socks, but with arch support because they're Bombas.
Bethany, your favorite color is coming back in season finally.
Black. And my second favorite color, darker black.
And my third favorite color, Bombas.
Visit bombas.com/taste and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/taste for 20% off your first purchase. Bombas.com/taste. All right, Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
Last night, I watched the last, like, 5 episodes of season 3 of Stranger Things.
Oh, I cannot get enough of that. Those two BFFs, the girls, what are their names?
Oh, yeah. Elle and Max.
The other one.
Elle and Redhead.
Yeah. Max, yeah.
Yeah.
They're best friends in real life. Isn't that cute?
I love it. I really love it. And they're so funny. And it was a really, really good season. The only complaint I really have is they leaned very hard into the 80s references. They couldn't help themselves.
I liked when early on in the season, and I'm not giving anything away, but Amal, I think if you've seen a trailer by now, Amal plays a big part of it.
Yeah.
In the early seasons, the girls, they go into the Gap and it's like the old Gap logo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a jazzercise and everything. Yeah. But like, I really rolled my eyes at one point. A couple of the boys are just arguing over the taste of New Coke. And I was like, all right.
Okay, you ready to roll your eyes at my husband?
What?
Because he bought a case of that crap. He bought a case of that crap so he could go, ooh, New Coke, every time it was referenced anywhere in Stranger Things. And then drank it while we were watching.
He is a sheep.
He is a sheep.
Your husband is a sheep.
He is. I don't even like Coke. I'm not like a Coke person.
I do love Coke. I try to lay off of it, but I do enjoy it. So this is my issue.
Uh-huh.
I cried so hard in the final episode of Stranger Things, like not a gentle weep, Kathleen, heaving sobs, like my body was racked and I was pushing out sobs for the last 20 or so minutes to the point, Kathleen, that I got a nosebleed.
Do you think that maybe you were giving birth and you didn't know?
It was something, it was so extreme. It was like, I am now not exaggerating. I'm about to recreate what I did.
Okay.
It was like,
okay. Oh my God, your face.
It was like, and then I blew my nose and clots of blood came out.
Oh my God.
So if you have watched the finale of Stranger Things, I'm going to like, it started when Elle and Billy share that moment.
Yes.
And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't give away anything if you haven't.
Yes.
Whatever.
It was very powerful.
Yeah.
So.
And then so from that point.
Yes.
Until the end of the episode, yeah. Everything else that happened, just the racking sobs.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that you're projecting? Do you think that there's something in your life that, is there a monster trying to get you?
Trying to get into my mall?
Or are you sad that you haven't been to the mall in a long time because you live in New York City?
It did make me nostalgic for malls.
Are you longing for a father figure who's not really related to you and then also a chain smoker to take care of you?
Here's what I think it is, and I wonder if this happens to you, Kathleen, and you, gentle listener. Do you ever, my mom calls it feelings coming out sideways.
Yeah.
It's where you don't process something properly. You decide to just push it down, push it down, just like squelch it down.
That's my favorite type of push down.
Yeah. Like in a Book of Mormon with their homosexuality, they just push it down. And then when something else happens that makes you feel a little vulnerable, shoots out sideways. And all of a sudden you're watching Stranger Things and sobbing over a divorce.
So, okay, let's call this a moment with Dr. Kathleen.
Okay.
So, Bethany.
Yes, Dr. Kathleen.
Why do you think that you didn't process something in your life?
I don't know what it is I haven't processed, Dr. Kathleen.
So, you're crying during Stranger Things.
Sobbing. Are you sobbing to the point of a bloody nose, which I feel like is appropriate for Stranger Things.
Are you drinking wine while you're watching?
I had been drinking gin.
Uh-huh. You've been drinking gin. Okay.
Straight gin.
Okay. And do you feel like you've lost something in your life, or that perhaps you've lost yourself and other people are not seeing the real you?
Oh, shoot. I do kind of feel like a lot of people aren't seeing the real me.
Right?
Yeah.
So that would make a lot of sense. Watching, you know, Billy, he could be depicted as portraying a fake version of himself all throughout this season of Stranger Things. Now, let me do another deep dive.
Wow, you just kind of sat up a little straighter. I feel like you're really feeling yourself here.
Dr. Kathleen appreciates your compliment.
She also speaks of herself in the third person.
Do you feel like you're missing a connection with not only yourself, but with somebody important to you in your life?
Yeah, yes.
Is there just one filigree or one piece of DNA or one hair or one fiber? Is there one fiber that is missing in a bond that you have with somebody and you just both keep missing the mark, you think?
I feel like I am very homesick for my mom. Mm. And I'm not talking to her as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And there's definitely some mom stuff in Stranger Things that I think, you're right, hit me kind of hard.
Yes.
And I think also, here's what kills me.
Uh-huh.
I think you actually nailed it.
Okay, regular Kathleen.
Okay. Because every time we see Billy, mm-hmm. in like this final episode especially, he's always crying.
Yes.
Have you, like, he's crying.
Because the real him is trying to get out.
Yeah. And that cry rage, mm-hmm. affected me so much. I think that is what set me off, is seeing the torment on his face and the fact that, like, all of this anger and he's also crying. And you know what else? It's because of, like, how scary the world is right now.
Yeah.
I think seeing the rage on his face was so reflective of so much rage that I see on so many people's faces and on their social media. And then seeing the tear coming out was me seeing, like, how sad so many of us are.
And
it was like embodied in one person. I think that was too much for me to handle.
We could replace the monster in Stranger Things with so many things.
Jeez.
Let's just go ahead and play this game. Let's replace the monster in Stranger Things with people who still don't accept different sexualities that they don't identify with.
Yeah. Or like people who don't like people of color.
Yeah.
Or people who hate women. Or
people who don't believe in equal pay.
Yeah.
Right? That's the monster that we can all relate to.
We're just like so mad and crying at the same time. I actually think you may have just cracked that nut because it really hit me hard and I could not figure out why. And we had come home, Dennis and I had come home from vacation, and you should feel relaxed when you come home from vacation. Yep. And I just went into a depression and Dennis couldn't figure out how to help me. And I was just, he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. I just am like, whatever. I don't really have a lot of much going on in my head right now. And I think it was like a depression. And then I think I just made the bad choice of watching the final episode of Stranger. So here's what I'm going to tell you, gentle listener. I don't want to like make this all about me, but it was really bugging me. And I'm usually pretty good at threading that needle of figuring it out.
If you're listening to this and you haven't yet watched any of Stranger Things, like, clear your calendar for the next couple of weeks. You need to start from season one.
But here's what I'm going to tell you to do. You're going to watch the final season of Stranger Things the same way that you watch The Sound of Music, which is you're going to stop it early. So Sound of Music, you stop it after the wedding.
Yeah, so you don't get to see anybody get killed by the Nazis.
No one dies from Nazis.
No.
If you watch the movie The Family Stone, you stop it after after the end of Christmas, before the next Christmas.
Yes.
You just stop it after, like, they drop the recipe, gets all over everyone. They're all laughing and soaked on the kitchen floor. Stop it there.
Yeah. You stop Sex in the City 2.
Before they're offensive in every way.
Right after she kisses Aiden. Before they are so offensive to Muslim culture. Just stop it right there.
Just stop it right there. So you're going to watch Stranger Things. You're going to watch it up until the penultimate episode. And then you're just not going to watch the last episode. And you're going to come up with your own ending the way that you want it to end.
Yes.
That's what you're going to do. Especially if you're feeling in any way emotionally vulnerable.
So, like, you know, movies that everybody has seen.
Yeah.
Let's take, I don't know, a movie we've both seen.
Titanic.
Alternate ending. Bethany, go.
You stop it right after she goes down underground and dances with all the Irish.
And then love that scene.
And then they do it. And then they do it in the stagecoach. Sweaty palm print. She flies on the front of the boat. Done. Hit stop. Kathleen, alternate ending.
You stop it when the captain of the ship ushers all of the musicians to come out on deck. And you just listen to them play for like 30 seconds and then stop. Right there.
Okay, Kathleen.
Everybody died listening to music. They just sang softly to the sea.
Okay, a movie that we've both seen. What about
Home Alone?
Home Alone. How does Home Alone end, alternate ending?
So you stop it at the part where the little guy, what's his name?
Kevin.
No. This is my favorite part.
Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci walks in the back door and the fire comes out and lights the top of his head on fire.
And he learns his lesson?
And he learns his lesson. He walks, he goes home.
Amazing. Amazing.
Bethany, where do you stop Home Alone?
I stop Home Alone when they realize, okay, so they're like, Kevin. And then he's like, this is really fun. And then it's over. like he eats ice cream. He watches the scary movie.
And then he's like, okay.
Okay, what fun.
I live here now. Home Alone. You stop it at the part where the kid is like at the drugstore. And he's like, is this toothbrush approved by the Federal Dental Association, blah, 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 blah. And the woman behind the counter is like, huh? What'd you say, kid?
Uh-huh.
And you stop it there because no 8-year-old would ever ask if this toothbrush was approved by the dental whatever, whatever.
No, that kid doesn't care. Not even a precocious one.
And a cop couldn't even catch up with him. He's an 8-year-old kid who's actually, like, his legs are much shorter than a normal 8-year-old kid's legs. You couldn't even catch. He's wearing jeans. He's not even wearing athletic pants.
All right, what's another just awful movie? Oh, Bambi, alternate ending.
Oh, Bambi's mother dies.
She doesn't.
Edit. Bambi's mother lives.
Uh-huh.
And then moving forward, no Disney mother can die ever.
Right. Like Bambi's mom is like, do you hear that? And he's like, no. And they go along their merry way.
Yeah. They just keep eating grass.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. The Little Mermaid. Bethany, go. Alternate ending.
Oh, she sees Prince Eric from afar. She saves him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back home and hangs out with her sisters. Yeah. And they all remind her that she doesn't need no man.
No, she's a princess. She's a goddamn princess.
She's a goddamn princess. And she's got like an amazing voice. She had everything.
And
she gave it up.
Who's its and what's its galore?
Galore.
You want thingamabobs?
She had 20, Kathleen.
But who cares? No big deal.
I want more. Never mind. And the movie's done. Kathleen.
Yeah.
Take your vitamins.
I know. You know what? My throat is so scratchy right now. And that's because I have been kind of lax with my vitamins.
You haven't been taking care of your health.
No.
And now we're about to move into a change of seasons. We're in August now, which means that soon it is high holy season of fall. And you need to really take this moment to take care of your health. And that's why we have partnered with Care Of, and we love them.
Care Of is one of my favorite subscription services, and you know how much I love subscription services.
You love an SS.
So Care Of delivers vitamins and supplements customized to your specific health needs. All you need to do is take a short quiz.
Who doesn't love a quiz?
I love a quiz.
We love a quiz, especially if it's about us.
Uh-huh. Answer questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your fitness, your health goals, and Care Of puts together a personalized plan just for you.
Because we're all lazy. it's really hard to walk into that vitamin aisle and be like, I don't know which ones. And then Kara was like, don't worry, lazy dum-dum. We got you.
Then not only do we got you, we're going to put it in a packet that's personalized with your name
on it. Because you're so dumb, you might not know who it's for.
That's why you have to take your brain vitamins.
So Care of makes sure that what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources backed by honest guidance and transparency, all available on their website. And this is the thing that I love. So they come in these individual packets. And we did have some taste buds reach out to us and be like, I'm worried about the waste. Here's what's awesome. Care of now makes those little packets out of compostable plant-based film.
Get out of here.
It's so great, but it meets the same safety standards. So your vitamins are kept fresh, but they're better for the environment. And so you just have to go to Care of's website for tips on how to compost those little packs.
That's crazy.
I know. I love it.
I love going to the Care of website because they're totally transparent about what's in their vitamins and what's in their supplements. So I know what I'm putting in my body.
And if you're someone who's vegan or vegetarian, first of all, thanks for telling us. Vegans has always been telling people that they're vegan. Now vegans and vegetarians have supplement options available for them as well to make sure that you don't have any animal stuff in it.
So to get 25% off of your first Care of order today, go to takecareof.com and enter the code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, when you check out.
Again, to get 25% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter TASTE. Kathleen?
Yes?
When you have your period,
yeah,
your lady visit of the month.
Aunt Spaghetti. I knew I was going to get that reaction from you.
I'm so mad at you.
I knew I was going to get that reaction.
I'm so mad at you.
Score one for me.
Oh, God. And I'm being supportive of you right now. I'm so mad at you. What do you...
We should start that over.
No. What did it win? Now I'm all flustered. You do want to make sure that you're using products that are like safe.
Yes.
Yes.
And I eat organic foods.
Yeah.
I buy organic snacks.
Uh-huh.
I want organic feminine care products because that is the most sensitive area of my body.
Yeah. You're worried about the stuff you're putting on your face, let's say with makeup. Why aren't you worried about the stuff you're putting on and in your body? Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. And that's why Lola was started.
Yeah. And unlike other brands, Lola's products, they're 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS mystery fibers. No doubts about what's going in your body.
No rayon. Some companies put rayon. What is that? What you make bell bottoms out of.
Did you know that the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients that are in their feminine care products?
They could be putting thimbles in there and you wouldn't know. So Lola has your back. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. And they come in a subscription, which is fully customizable.
So you know how much I love a subscription.
You love an SS.
I love.
So you can change the product type, the absorbency, the quantity, the frequency. You can pause it if you're heading out of town. You can order more if you're heading out of town and you need to stock up, whatever you want.
Lola is founded for women by women, so they know what you want. And they do good with every purchase. For every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the most needed products in terms of, you know, healthcare for women and homeless shelters.
Totally. And I also love their cleansing wipes too. They're safe for use anywhere on the body and they're biodegradable, all natural, perfect for a midday refresh. So yes, yes, yes. So to get 40% off your first month's subscription, visit mylola.com and enter TASTE when you subscribe.
Again, that's 40% off of your first month's subscription. Visit mylola.com and enter TASTE when you subscribe. So Bethany, have you ever had, God, and I've had them more than I would like to admit, those nights or those days when you can't get anything done because your mind is so preoccupied,
yeah,
and filled with absolute bullshit that you shouldn't be worrying about?
Yes, yes. I ruminate.
Ruminate.
I will sit and ruminate. I will worry. I will assume. I'm very good at assuming what people are thinking.
Oh, as am I.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
you know what they say.
And assuming makes an ass of you and Ming.
Uh-huh.
And Ming is really pissed off. So, yes, I'm with you. It's awful.
Okay. So I found this article, 5 neuroscience-based ways to clear your mind. And turns out neuroscientists have identified effective ways to forget unwanted thoughts.
Oh.
And when I read this title on my Google searches, it kind of like, you know, the Oprah aha moment sound popped up in my head.
Yes.
So this is from psychologytoday.com and the author is Christopher Berglund.
Okay.
And he says, as an ultra endurance athlete, I've competed in the Bad Water Marathon. Badwater Ultra Marathon.
What's that?
It is the world's toughest foot race because it's 135 miles nonstop run from the bottom of Death Valley to Mount Whitney. In the middle of July, it's 130 degrees.
Why? Oh, okay.
So I don't know why anyone would ever do that.
Why would anyone? You can't run that far nonstop.
You and I walked very slowly out of the Grand Canyon, the section of the Grand Canyon they call the frying pan. I mean, we were walking slowly and it was maybe like the last half of it that was so hard was maybe
so bad.
3 or 4 miles.
It's so bad.
Max. And I would never, ever imagine doing that for more miles and running it, but whatever. So he says the psychological finesse of doing a marathon like that in extreme heat, it's more about what's going on in your head than the aerobic endurance.
That's interesting. And I've heard that before about running, especially.
Yes,
and that's why I never run because I can't control my brain.
I've never heard this term before. Ultra endurance athlete.
I haven't either. It sounds awful.
Well, to quote the great Yogi Berra, because you know I'm such a sports fan.
You love Yogi Berra. You have a Y Berra tattoo.
Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. Okay.
Okay.
So the author goes on to say, one of the most important skills I've learned as an ultra endurance athlete is how to clear your mind of unwanted thoughts when your feet are covered in blisters, the pavement is hot, you're frying an egg on your skin. You quickly learn how to pull tricks from your psychological toolbox that will help you to the finish line.
We'll just breeze past the fact that, like, why is he doing this?
So,
and we'll just go into, like, the help he can give us.
He says, I've compiled a top 5 list of mental tricks that I've learned to clear your mind of negative thinking, anxiety, rumination, and self-sabotage.
I love this.
Okay.
We're both so good at self-sabotage.
It's so good. And so this is backed by neuroscience.
Okay.
So it's science.
Yeah.
Number one.
It has science in
number
it.
Number one, distraction.
Okay.
And I understand this. Neuroscientists at Brown University recently confirmed that the key to optimal inattention, optimal inattention, lies in occupying your mind with something else through distraction.
Okay.
So this is interesting. The mind can only really think of one thing at a time. And when you concentrate your attention on one thing, you inevitably engage the parallel act of purposefully ignoring other things.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
So earlier in this episode, you were saying that you're renovating a bar cart.
Yeah.
To occupy your mind.
Yes. Yeah. And to give my mind a rest from overthinking about other things that can't be fixed.
So you need to find a task when you have something on your mind that you absolutely just want to stop thinking about.
Yeah.
It's called the power to ignore. So
that's crazy.
Find something that you know is going to take up all of your attention, and then you've gotten through your whole day or your whole night or whatever, and you've harnessed the power to ignore.
I think that a lot of us come upon that by accident.
Yes.
Where if something happens, you're like, you know what? I got to get back to my normal life so that I can get back into the groove of things and like change my brain. But I've never heard of actively, intentionally distracting yourself in that way.
It is... I feel like I have an arsenal of weapons now that I just know just this one step.
Yeah.
There's 4 other steps.
We have 4 more tools.
And the power to ignore researchers are hoping that this is going to help, you know, more developments on this will help people with chronic pain. It could change lives, essentially.
Although I have to say, like, if you go to the doctor for chronic pain, if your doctor's like, just ignore it.
No.
I think that there's going to be a lot of doctors who get punched in the face.
I was listening to an old episode of... All Things Considered on NPR.
Oh, yes.
And they were replaying it. And it's from December 27th, 2013. The episode is called When Memories Never Fade, The Past Can Poison the Present. It's so interesting. Please, if you are looking for another podcast to listen to, download this episode of All Things Considered. It's about people with this condition called highly superior autobiographical memory. People who remember everything.
Mary Lou Henner is one of those.
And
from Taxi.
In like basically all of America. So that episode came out in 2013. There were only 55 people in all of America who had that.
And these are people who, like, basically they just remember every moment of their life.
Like, I could say to you, December 7th, 2011, and you would be like, okay, so I woke up that day and the first thing I saw was this, and I had this for breakfast and this is what I was wearing. Jeez. And then I walked down the street and I saw this stranger with this type of face and that stranger with that type of face. I mean, you quite literally remember everything.
I wonder if that prevents you from remembering other things you need to remember. Does that make sense? But like, you don't, because you remember everything.
You remember everything.
And that's crazy.
They did the whole episode, and at the end they asked one of the people who had this condition, would you want to live without remembering everything?
Yeah.
Like, they talked about how it absolutely blows the mind of people with this condition that other humans just forget things.
Yeah, totally.
And they said no, because I don't know any other way of living.
It would be awful to be in a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
They have all the evidence. You have none of the evidence.
I quite enjoy not remembering everything.
I think it's great.
It's like childbirth when you forget.
Yeah, it's
helpful. Can you imagine having a highly superior autobiographical memory?
I wonder how many of those people have multiple children.
You had kids?
I bet they have one child each.
Step number two. You ready?
Yeah.
Mindfulness. I know, so this is a little bit confusing. Let me clarify. The study at Brown also found that people can learn how to manipulate their brain to switch attention through mindfulness training.
So being in the present moment, being aware of,
yes,
of like, and now.
And identifying thoughts that you don't want to think the second they come through.
So it's like the opposite of the distraction technique.
Yes.
Okay.
When you have a better understanding of how mindfulness operates, redirecting attention can help you ignore depressive thoughts.
Okay.
So right. I was going through this thing the other day. I was walking down the street and I was really upset that I was doing some work for somebody, and I was really upset that they were mad at me because I did something that they didn't like. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just like, I have to stop. I pinpointed that thought when it came into my head, and I thought, this is not going to serve me for the rest of the day if I keep tumbling this over in the washing machine inside of my head.
Yeah.
Like, you must move on.
You have to stop it at some point.
And it's not a skill that you can pick up immediately.
Yeah.
It's something that you could sort of develop over time.
That's awesome.
Okay. Number three, suppression.
Yeah. Okay.
I know these are not very uplifting suggestions.
Well, this sounds like the one where you're like, you know, you're not supposed to do these things. So you like take the bad memory and you like push it down.
Push it down. Push it down. Garbage dinner you made down the disposal.
Push those memories into your subconscious, you know, and run a marathon.
I've always wanted a garbage disposal.
It's your brain.
It's my brain.
It's your subconscious.
I've never lived in a house that was fancy enough to have a garbage disposal.
Just it.
Plus, every horror movie you ever see, someone's arm ends up in the garbage disposal.
Yeah, don't be putting your arm down a garbage disposal, because you know that a ghost is going to turn that thing on and bye, now you don't have a hand.
Okay, so suppressing unwanted memories reduces their influence on your behavior.
Does it teach you how to suppress those memories?
Yes, it does. So people who suffer from, let's say, PTSD.
Yes.
The idea is to get out in front of them and take appropriate action to avoid them, to lessen their impact.
Okay, how do you do that?
The key is to know your triggers.
Oh!
And I know triggering is a word that's like, ooh, snowflakes. Yeah, my so triggered.
My friend says it to me. He's like, I'm about to talk about puking, trigger warning.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, A, don't make fun of me for not liking bodily fluids. But B, like, that's a real thing. Some people need to know if certain topics are going to come up.
Yes. So you might be like telling your friend about your situation. You're like, ugh. And then that thought, that person, that thing, that place, whatever, just popped into my head out of the blue. But science says that rarely do those thoughts come out of nowhere. And this is because you aren't completely aware of all the triggers around you.
This is so fascinating.
So what you need to do when you're suppressing memories, actively suppressing memories that you don't want to think, or actively suppressing thoughts that you don't want to have, reduce avoidance behavior. And what I mean by this is, if you're someone who doesn't go somewhere, who doesn't eat something, or doesn't watch or listen to something because it brings up a memory that you don't want to think about, you might want to consider doing those things, listening to those things, et cetera,
okay,
until it takes the power from those things away.
It's a little bit like when growing up, I was allergic to cats and dogs.
Uh-huh.
And so my family just adopted a dog and two cats until my immune system dealt with it.
I fully support that.
Okay.
For me, I'm thinking of it in terms of, you know, ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Ex-lovers, you know, a song comes on the radio and then you give so much power to that song. You're going, oh, I hate this song. It reminds me of this painful time in my life. And just take the power away from the song.
So like listen to the song 17,000 times.
Until it no longer has that power anymore.
That's so interesting. Okay, that's not what I thought this was going to be telling you to do.
Or once you got sick after eating Cheez-Its and you just threw up all orange, just eat Cheez-Its until the cows come home.
Yeah, until that might make it worse. But yes, your point is taken.
Number four. Substitution.
Okay.
So if suppression doesn't work for you.
If you try to push it down and it keeps popping up.
If it comes out the other side.
if it comes out sideways.
Much like your digestive system. If suppression doesn't work for you, you might want to put on your, in quotes, rose-tinted glasses.
Okay.
And try substitution.
All right.
By using your imagination to pretend that maybe you're in a different place or experiencing something else when the memories pop up.
Oh, go to your happy place.
Yeah, go to your happy place. So let's play like an exercise here.
Yeah.
I Googled a list of negative thoughts
okay.
from the internets. And so we can put on our rose colored glasses and substitute some of the words in these things.
Okay.
If the date isn't successful, I'll be single forever.
Okay. So I need to replace. Yeah. I need to make that a different
thought. So like if the date wasn't successful, that's a good thing because I just narrowly avoided marrying a murderer.
Yeah, totally. Or I hate running. That's okay. It's going to keep my knees safe.
Right? Okay. This is going to be a terrible day. Nope. Well,
okay, that's
it. Edit.
If you think that,
you wake
on.
Up and you say, this is going to be a day full of sunshine and skipping and a hot cup of coffee.
If you're waking up and saying this is going to be a terrible day, I have no patience for that. You are actively trying to have a bad day.
Or this is something that a lot of us say to ourselves. I must start exercising. Or I can't believe I haven't started working out yet.
Yes.
Say to yourself, the time wasn't right, but maybe today is the day that will be the right fit for me to start working out.
So it's just sort of, it's sanding the rough edges off of those things.
It's just putting rose colored glasses on everything.
Very 70s.
And step number five. This is really interesting. I think this is the most interesting out of all the steps. Meditation. So investigating the power of meditation, right?
Yeah.
So meditation as a therapy.
So.
Which is different than just regular meditation. But I don't know why anyone would just meditate because they thought maybe it was like a fun thing.
I think most people I know who meditate do it to try and calm their anxiety.
Exactly.
Or to manifest something in their life.
So meditation as therapy.
So it's for your anxiety or for your pain, physical pain.
Reduce physical pain, reduce emotional pain, reduce everyday anxieties. And they have done studies on people who suffer from these ailments, you know, like anxiety, depression, who had no previous meditation experience.
Yeah.
And then made them meditate and they were seeing results in behavioral changes. There's a doctor mentioned in this article. Her name is Rebecca Irwin Wells. She's out of Wake Forest Baptist Health. And Wells is talking about her experience as a varsity rower at the University of North Carolina. She said her coach had all the members of the team take a yoga class and a meditation class. The experience had a huge impact on how they performed as athletes. My teammates and I noticed that yoga and meditation improved our flexibility and focus.
Wow.
But also made us feel better in our everyday lives, not just when we were rowing.
Meditation keeps coming up. I was at a dinner last night and it came up and I'm just like, God damn it. I guess I have to start doing it.
Science is saying that if you use meditation as therapy, it can produce effects in behavioral changes in the brain, both emotional and physical.
I fully believe it. I mean, I fully believe it works. You just have to figure out how to do it.
I've never been able to do it.
So hard.
I also have not really given it a solid try.
Yeah, it's really hard to do, but also I've not tried very hard.
You know, maybe we should do an investigative episode on meditation from the perspective of the everyday woman.
Of the worst meditator.
Of people who, until I read this article, I would have said to you, I probably don't believe in it.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were way more woo-woo than...
No, I'm not. I'm not like... I don't think I'm as woo-woo as you are.
I always knew I was more woo-woo than you, but I always thought you were a little woo-woo.
I've always been skeptical. Spectacle.
You're a bespectacled skeptic.
Skeptical.
That is your new handle. You're the bespectacled skeptic.
I've always been skeptical of meditation, but after reading this and like, obviously I suffer from thoughts that I don't want to have or a mind that's too busy or a mind that I need to clear.
Yeah. Yeah. You're too brilliant for your own good.
Especially with some major changes in my life lately.
Yeah.
I think I'm into this.
I'm just so damn excited. I'm excited that you're like opening yourself up to the world of incredibly difficult but fulfilling meditation.
Gentle listeners, taste buds, if you think Bethany and I should put on our investigative caps.
Yes.
And do a episode dedicated to meditation. Please let us know. Email us at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. All right. I'm just going to go down the list to remind you of what we just talked about.
Yes.
One, distraction.
Two,
mindfulness.
Three,
suppression.
Yeah, my favorite. Four,
substitution.
And five,
meditation.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You're quite welcome. Bethany.
Kathleen.
I had a huge pimple on my chesticles just this weekend. Do you see it now?
No.
That's because I used my BioClarity salicylic acid on it and made my pimple go away.
Yeah, I don't even see like where it used to be.
It was right on my boobies.
Thank you for giving me an excuse to look at your boobies.
You're quite welcome.
So BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. What healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face. Or if you're Kathleen, for your chesticles.
For your boobies. If you're like Bethany and me, you still break out.
Yay, because we're 13.
Freaking sucks, but it doesn't suck when you have a BioClarity routine. And that's why Bethany and I choose the clear skin routine for a combination oily or breakout prone skin, but they also have the essentials routine for normal or dry skin.
If your pores aren't the size of like silver dollars, you can use the normal one. But for those of us in the silver dollar club, what's up, clear skin routine?
So for me, the clear skin routine is a 3-step regimen. It rids me of breakouts, clears and calms my skin, and is packed full of detoxifying nutrients. It also has that super secret ingredient that I love to say. You want to say it with me?
Floralux.
Made from the chlorophyll from plants.
Kathleen and I have both been using BioClarity for, oh gosh, a couple years now.
Yes.
And it's so gentle on our skin. My skin gets super red if I use anything too harsh. It doesn't get upset with BioClarity. And I love them because their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free.
Get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. And right now, our listeners, that's you, taste buds, you will save 40% on skincare routines plus an additional 15% off of everything on their website.
That's an incredible deal, but you have to enter our code at checkout, and that code is acquired. So go to bioclarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code acquired, A-C-Q-U-I-R-E-D, at checkout. Bioclarity.com, use the code acquired at checkout. Okay, Kathleen, really quickly before we wrap up, I want to check in with a few of the emails we've gotten from our taste buds.
Oh.
So first. This is from Caitlin. Subject line, am I dumb? Caitlin says, hey, ladies, I scored an 8 out of 25, too, while listening to this podcast. Bethany, you are not dumb. I do not think I'm dumb. So if you didn't listen to our last episode, we took this quiz online called amidumb.com.
Yes.
And
Am I dumb, whatever.
And we're pretty sure that everyone scores an 8.
Yes.
And everyone is dumb.
They trick you into thinking you're dumb.
So Caitlin, you're not dumb either. And then we got an email from a listener who shall not be named.
Okay.
They would like to remain anonymous.
Uh-huh.
And the question is, how do I not come off as being stuck up? And basically they said that they are starting a new job in a couple of weeks. They want to make a good first impression, but they're super quiet, socially awkward. They feel like it's hard to kind of put themselves out there. And it's also exhausting to constantly pretend to be an extrovert at a new job, but yeah. You don't want to get off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, I understand that.
So how do you not give off the vibe of being like stuck up or uptight at a new place?
Oh, you know what? I can speak to that.
How do you do it?
Because my aesthetic used to be dresses and pearls every day.
Yeah.
And if there's one aesthetic that says you're an absolute stuck up bitch, it is dresses and pearls.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I think the best way to do it is to just don't try to seem so perfect.
Mm.
Not in the capacity of your work, but in the capacity of like you're walking down to grab lunch with somebody.
Yeah.
And you just let your flaws, like with a sleight of hand, just let your flaws show, just a touch.
Yeah.
How would you approach this, Bethany?
I also think what I found myself doing is A, smiling genuinely, because even if you don't say a lot, people will assume better of you if you're smiling, right?
Yes.
So if you see someone or you meet someone, give them a genuine smile, let it reach your eyes. But I also really do lean into the awkwardness. So if I'm, if I don't know what to say, I do naturally do this thing that I no longer try to hide, which is sort of like, Jimmy Fallon does it a lot. I sort of duck my head down and like smile awkwardly and just go like, kind of awkwardly laugh. And I'm even willing to do the awkward like, okay, bye. And run away. Like at least.
I've seen you do that before. It's so charming.
Because then at least you're authentic. Yeah. And I think you'll come across as like, oh, that person's kind of weird, but they'll like you because you're authentically kind and sweet, and you're maybe just a little strange.
To the same note, I think a really hearty, genuine good morning has the same effect.
Yeah.
At my old job, there were two people who said good morning to me in just a specific way every morning, and I'm truly going to miss. They were bright lights in my day. And I think that if you want to seem friendly and approachable and not stuck up, just like a, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your night? What did you do?
And then run away.
Did you have wild sex?
And it's okay to be really honest. I think you'll probably pretty quickly find one ally. You usually meet one person that you're like, I think that you and I at least are on a good like wavelength.
Yeah.
You can even say to them, hey, how did I come across? I'm really bad at this.
Yes.
Who's a friend? Who's a foe here?
Yes.
Who can I get on my side?
Yeah. Or if somebody's wearing something interesting, wow, your necklace is so interesting. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Yes. You're going to be just fine. Get some allies on your side. Also, so they can say, if someone is like, that new person's kind of weird, your ally can be like, oh yeah, they seem strange, but actually they're a sweetheart if you get to know them. You just need a couple people to see through your social awkwardness, but don't be afraid of the social awkwardness. It's charming. And I think it kind of puts some people at ease if you're willing to own up to it.
Fantastic advice, Bethany.
Yes. So those were the two that I wanted to address really quickly.
Can I pull one from our Facebook fan group?
Yes.
Listen, if you're not already a part of it and you're looking for a community of people who are kind and welcoming and who can give you genuine advice, check out the Acquired Taste Podcast Facebook fan group. There's some really truly inspiring people in there. And I'm not going to say this person's name, but she wrote, hey, Taste Buds, can you help me with something? I'm not a smoker. Cigarettes.
Weed, yes.
Weed. She smokes weed, probably. And I never have been, and I'm very sensitive to it.
Sure.
My husband and I just moved into our house, and we've met the neighbors, and they come over, and they bring their ashtrays, and they smoke when we sit outside and talk, and I just absolutely hate it. How do I politely say to them, when you come to chat by our house, I don't want you to smoke over here. My husband and I don't want to offend them.
That's so presumptuous that they bring their ashtrays and everything. Ugh. I think you have every right to have your home the way you want your home.
Yeah.
This is your home. And I think if you see them come with their ashtrays, you can just say, you know what? We would love to talk to you, but we have to ask that you leave your ashtrays. We just get really sick. It's really been upsetting, you know, our breathing, or I have asthma. You can lie a little bit.
I mean, it's... cigarettes these days, I don't think that anybody who's a smoker is going to be offended by that.
And if they are, Jesus.
Just like F off, right?
Yeah.
Listen, smelling like smoke is one of the topics that I'm most sensitive about because I grew up in a house where my dad was a chain smoker. And going to school in the morning was sometimes one of the most embarrassing things I had to do because I just smelled like an ashtray.
Oh gosh.
And I would do this thing where I washed my clothes the night before and I woke up in the morning, I like put them in the dryer and then I took a shower because everything had to be clean. I had to run out of the house.
I didn't know that.
It was so humiliating for me at times. And I would get into like somebody's car. Somebody came to like pick me up for school.
Yeah.
And no matter what I did, it gets into everything.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of sensitivity for like people who are smokers that you're like, you don't want to offend them. I'm sorry, offend them.
Yeah, their habit dissipates and into everything.
Their habit gets into your lungs and can harm you.
Yeah, so you can absolutely just say to them, please, we love talking to you, but we have to ask that you leave the cigarettes behind. It gets into our clothes. We've noticed it's getting into our clothes and we're too sensitive to the smell of it.
We love having you as neighbors, but quit the cigs.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks that we're so worried about being polite to people who are clearly not being polite to us.
Yes. That, Bethany, ding, you just nailed it on the head.
It drives me nuts.
Don't worry about being polite to them. They're not being polite to you.
They're not being polite to you.
Love that. Ugh. Ugh.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned this week. I'm very excited to share it with you.
Okay.
It's not new. It's, everybody knows it. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
This is true.
Okay, so I got my first big girl piece of furniture.
What is it?
I bought a dresser from Restoration Hardware.
Oh.
And RH puts out a catalog every season.
It's like the size of Vogue September issue.
It must cost $50. Anyway, I found this dresser that I loved at Restoration Hardware. I saved up a lot of money for it. They're really expensive. But I put my other dresser and a few other pieces of furniture on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so happy to look out the window and boop, 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 boop. People come by and just take them.
They get so excited.
They get so excited. And I'm so happy that some of my old pieces have new homes.
Totally.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
It's also funny when you put things out on the curb and if people don't take them right away, you get so offended.
I know. Well, I put out two books. I put out The Lovely Bones.
In case you want to sob.
And then I put out like the Mr. Grey, the like 50 Shades of Grey.
Kathleen.
Follow up from Christian Grey's
Kathleen.
Perspective. Only The Lovely Bones was taken. And
good.
I'm so offended.
I am heartened by the taste of the people in Hoboken.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I found a water bottle that suits me.
It's a beautiful water bottle.
Thank you.
It looks like it's from the future.
I received some flack from my boyfriend.
Dinas.
He did not like that I was like just reusing plastic water bottles that I had bought on the road. If I was thirsty, I would refill that because
yes.
I don't want to like buy more water bottles. But he's like, but it's not great for you. You need to be drinking out of something that's better for you.
Yeah. And they say like reusing plastic like that all the time is not great for your vocal cords. I don't know. Talk to Cheryl Crow. Google it.
And like my, you know, our voices are really our instruments.
Uh-huh.
Like when I was in theater college, we all wore scarves to protect our instruments.
No, you didn't.
We sure did.
Oh, Lord.
We took ourselves very seriously. So it is this water bottle. So it's second most recommended on a wire cutter. The first one didn't have a spout. I want a spout I can drink out of. I don't like an open mouth that I have to unscrew because I always have 17 things in my hands.
Yes.
I don't have two hands to unscrew a water bottle. Who do you think I am?
Yeah.
So this has more like a sport top.
An octopus?
I'm not an octopus. So it's a screw top. Like it has a flip nozzle, but the nozzle top screws so it's not going to pop open in your purse.
So it's monochrome. So it's in for September.
Yes, thank you.
What's the brand? Tell me about this.
Takia.
And it's this beautiful sunshine color.
It's
yellow.
Like yellow, but it comes in a gajillion different colors. Takia. It keeps the hot hot and the cold cold. And it also keeps my fizzy fizzy, which is exciting.
How?
I've been struggling with the fizzy not staying fizzy in a water bottle.
Bethany.
So Takia. Takia.
Can you remind us that thing that you remind us?
Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Everything is gonna be great.
Yes.
If you want to follow us on social media, Kathleen, where can people find you as you phase into this new adventure in your life?
I am at WebGirlKathleen on everything, as always. I'm just staying here.
Good. I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. That's Ms. Bethany Watson.
If you want to follow this podcast on Twitter, you can do so at Acquired Podcast.
If you want to find us on Instagram, it's at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast, and the fan group of Acquired Taste Podcast fan group.
You can also send us snail mail. We would love to hear from you. P.O. Box. Oh, you just Acquired Taste Podcast.
Uh-huh.
That's us. P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
And we have a phone number.
Oh, we have a phone number. Oh, you are also wonderful. We don't know what that phone number is, but Kathleen's looking it up.
You know why? Because we're recording from Audio Boom Studios NYC today.
A subsidiary of Kitchen Studio at NYC.
And we don't have it posted here like we do in Kitchen Studio.
You should just nail it to the wall and see what they say.
You'd be like, what is this Google voice number? Why should we call it?
We're going to be like, this is our place now. We live here now. By the way, Audio Boom has a water dispenser where you can choose hot or cold water, and it comes out so fast. It's not like one of those trickly things.
No way.
And also, bananas in the kitchen.
Bananas?
I think we can have bananas, too.
I don't know if we're privy to bananas.
I'm going
to
ask Talia if we can have a banana.
We only come and visit sometimes. Okay, Our phone number is 917-994-0353. Leave us a voicemail. I go through all of them every week.
And lastly, it really, really helps us if you rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen, especially if it's Apple Podcasts. A five-star review really helps us the most. We appreciate it, and it just helps push us up and make us more visible. And we love being visible. We are exhibitionists. Anything else, Kathleen?
Can I just end with a prayer from Mama Watson?
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice is starting to go.
That's okay.
It is scary now, but trust the universe, and you will soon be looking back on this with gratitude.
Jeez, my mom is smart.
So smart.
I love you, Kathleen.
Love you more. All right, taste buds.
We love you too, by the way.
Here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. It's Nika, your Eastern Pennsylvania taste bud. I wanted to share with both of you my mini dentist moment. So last week, I couldn't find my all-purpose method spray. It was devastating because I couldn't clean my kitchen counters correctly. I had to use window cleaner instead. On Friday, I said to myself, enough is enough. I looked around my house one more time, and I found it, and I screamed, I missed you, and proceeded to do the EDM siren sound that Dennis does. You know, the one where you go, uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, this is Reggie. Okay, listen, I was just listening to your show in the car with my friend, the most recent episode, and you guys were talking about, like, crushes, like, celebrity crushes you have when you were kids. And I turned to my friend and I said, oh, yeah, I remember mine was Andrew Keegan. And no sooner did I say that, Bethany says that that was hers. Like, oh, my gosh!
Hello, my queens. This is Amy calling in from Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to give you a life update. I'm just so grateful that the two of you always remind us to put ourselves first and to not feel guilty about taking time for self-reflection and self-care. Last week, I broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years because it really just wasn't working and it was exhausting, forcing us to make it work. So I moved out. I got the cat, of course, and I'm just feeling so good in my new apartment with my new British roommates, and I just feel ready to take on the world. So thank you so much for always listening and supporting us. Love you, girls. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling about the April 15th. So, Kathleen, you're actually not on this podcast, and it's just Bethany and Dennis. And, Bethany, I don't know if anyone else has called about the thing that you were talking about but not talking about, that I'm not talking about but I'm totally talking about, and hopefully you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I'm not over that whole issue. So I was just calling to say that you're not the only one, and hopefully Dennis called your therapist and played, like, middle person, but I don't know, as a social worker, how I would even bridge that with a client that I was seeing. And it's an issue that I personally know. I've been living with my now fiance for a number of years. We're getting married in November. Doors always closed. We don't talk about it.
Hi, ladies. This is Courtney from Lancaster. I'm listening to the most recent podcast while doing a face mask after I got home from work. And I just listened to Bethany fail that quiz. So I am going to am-i-dumb.com right now. And I'm going to take the test. And then I'm going to call you guys back and let you know if I also did as poorly as Bethany. Hey, ladies. This is Courtney from Lancaster again. So I just took the test. And I also got 8 out of 25 correct. So Bethany and I are equally as dumb as each other or equally as smart as each other. Ladies, it's Courtney from Lancaster. Again, I pressed play on the podcast to continue listening, and I listened to Bethany's meltdown, and then I heard the part where Kathleen goes, it's a farce. You always get 8 out of 25 no matter what you put in. So now I really feel like a dumbass. I need a glass of wine now, and I'm going to finish my face mask, and then I'm going to finish the podcast, and then I'm going to go the fuck to bed.
Ladies, Laverne here in Jersey. I get home from work to find my fiance watching ghost stories, and I'm just like, oh dear, this show is a train wreck. I'm sorry, I can't get into that show. I don't know, why are there so many seasons on Hulu now it's going to be on all the time. And you're right, Bethany, Zach is a D-bag. I can't watch it mainly because of him and how absolutely ridiculous this show is. And I felt the need to call in. I'm watching this every 5 seconds, say to myself, are you kidding me?
Hey ladies, taste bud Annie here. first time caller, long time listener. I am calling to see if you all have heard of the TV show called Little Darlings on Pop TV, starring Jodie Sweetin, Beverly Mitchell, and Christine Lakin, who are, you know, teenage actors who play an exaggerated role of themselves. Kind of like sort of like a reality show, but not really. Anyways, I think like the first or second episode, they actually visit Andrew Keegan, who's also playing an exaggerated version of himself, at his like cult place or yoga studio or whatever it is. It's actually really hilarious. And if you don't have access to that, you should definitely check it out on like YouTube or something. I'm sure there are clips out there.
It's tequila. Oh my God, the Andrew Keegan episode with the questions of the old quiz, the fucking old quiz, we'll just call it that. The editing is fantastic. I just appreciate it so much. It's so good to listen to. I was confused for a moment, and then after that, I was like, I like this. This is what I like. It's shooting your shot. Shoot, 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 shoot. That didn't sound like shooting. Pew, 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 pew. Maybe it's like that. I like it. It was good. Keep going.